Welcome to the second Seahawks Draft Blog podcast. My name is Rob Staton, going through the third weekend of college football, and the main talking points have, of course, been the quarterbacks recently. Let's start off by talking about two with contrasting fortunes over the weekend, Ryan Mallett and Jake Locker. Mallett went to Georgia in Arkansas, first set game of the year. We all know the issues with Mallett because generally he gets a bad press. Last year he was inconsistent, he put up great numbers against the weaker teams and just didn't do anywhere near as well against the better teams. Look at his completion rates against Florida, Alabama and Ole Miss on the road to see the kind of issues people had with Mallett last year. Personally, I think too much was made of it. Too much was made of his supposed lack of touch. He has got an amazing arm, he can make a lot of mind-blowing throws down the field. Of course he needed to improve this year and sure he could make a lot of simpler throws too, but overall, as a first year fully starting at Arkansas, he did pretty well in 2009. Aside from a couple of throws that should have maybe been picked off at the weekend, he was very good against Georgia, made two excellent passes for TDs, and generally looked sharp in a 380-yard, three TD performance. His game winner was absolutely fantastic, a great slant to the left-hand side, hit his receiver perfectly, scored the game-winning touchdown. My main issue with Mallett will be off the field, I think, and how scouts grade him in the areas we can't judge right now. We'll have to wait until the combine and all that to find out a little bit more about his attitude, his work rate. Until then, let's watch the tape and make a grade. For me, he's got the physical tools to be an NFL quarterback and a first-round pick. He's not immobile, like some will suggest, despite being 6'7 and around 240 pounds. There's a bit of the Big Ben about him, which isn't necessarily a bad thing at all. Although he can't move around as well as Ben Roethlisberger, he can make special throws downfield. So stay high on Ryan Mallett. Watch him if you get a chance for Arkansas this year.